Masechet Avot Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. We'll continue listing the 48 things that are needed to succeed in Torah study. We mentioned 24 in the last Mishnah. We'll mention the other 24 in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hamakirit Mekomo, somebody who recognizes his place, he understands his shortcomings, he understands he has a very good sense of self. That type of person will know how to compensate and know what to focus on in order to become a Talmid Hacham. Ve'asameach behelko, somebody who's happy with his lot in life. He's not somebody who's always looking over his shoulder. He's somebody with a state of mind that is even keeled. He doesn't have a tremendous amount of sadness or anxiety. And when a person does have that, lo alenu, he's pulled away from focus and concentration. So here, he's focused. Ve'aoseh seyag ledvarav, he makes a fence around his own personal affairs to make sure that he doesn't commit any averot. Ve'eno mahazik tova le'atzmo, he doesn't take credit for himself. He doesn't say, look how much Torah I know. When you start to have those types of accomplishments in your mind, you chill out. You don't learn as much because you feel like you've already done what you need to do. Ahuv, somebody who is beloved by other people. He has a way of charm, of being compassionate. And we know that anybody who's beloved by other people will be beloved by Hashem as well. And therefore, the Shekhinah is with him. He'll be successful in his learning. Ohevet hamakom, he loves Hashem. He loves Hashem and he's learning Torah Lishma. Person who learns Torah Lishma is revealed the secrets of the Torah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ohevet habeliot, he loves people. He's a person who loves people and he brings them closer to Torah. And by increasing his connection to other people, he'll teach them Torah, and his own knowledge of Torah will be increased as well. Ohev et ha-tochachot, he loves rebuke. He loves being rebuked, and it only motivates him to improve his ways. Ohev et ha-mesharim, he loves straightforwardness. He loves straight thinking if he's a seeker of truth. He's not going to get lost in his Torah studies by all nonsense topics or different types of studies that are not going to be with the goal of attaining truth in Torah. He's going to stay focused on his learning the right way. Mitrahak min hakavod, he's going to distance himself from honor. A person who is always looking for honor will not feel like he could sit with certain rabbis. Maybe he thinks they're below them, or maybe he's not going to give the respect to the Talmidim that they deserve. And when he limits himself and who he could discuss Torah with, then he's going to be limited in his understanding. Belo megis libo b'talmudo, he doesn't become arrogant because of his learning. He not only avoids honor, but he also considers himself to be lowly. So therefore, he'll motivate himself that he never reached that level where he wants. So he'll keep on grinding, trying to acquire more Torah. Ve'eno sameach behora'ah, he doesn't enjoy making halachic decisions. He's afraid to choose the incorrect answer, so he holds back. Nosem be'ol im havero, he shares in his friend's burden. When he sees other people suffering, he also feels it, and he'll do whatever he can to lighten their burden. Machri'ol lekavzechut, he judges people favorably. If he sees someone doing something that's unclear, if he's doing the right thing or the wrong thing, he gives them the benefit of the doubt, and he makes the assumption that what they're doing was properly. Ma'mido al ha'emet, he sets himself on the path of truth. Even when he knows that somebody made a mistake, he doesn't get joyful from it. He's not looking to laugh at them. Rather, he just corrects that person and he helps put that person on the right path. Ma'amido ala shalom, he sets him on the peace of path. He's involved in a mahloket. He rather make a compromise than insist on the full right to the law. He wants to get along with people. He doesn't want to have issues with others. Mityashev libo betalmudo, he's settled in his study. He doesn't learn in a hurry. He doesn't rush through things. He takes his time and he understands. Shoel umeshiv, he asks and he answers. He doesn't interrupt somebody when they're talking. He asks a question, he lets it register with the other person, and then he waits calmly for an answer that's going to give him clarity. He doesn't just run and try and answer it himself. Shomea umosif, he hears and then he adds. He hears what his teacher has to say and then he tries to add to it. He doesn't try and just contradict it. He's not always looking to turn learning into a fight. Halomed al menat lelamed, he studies in order to teach other people. A teacher, if he is studying, he wants to recall the information perfectly so he can say it over to other people. V'halomed al menat la'asot, he studies in order to do. He learned Torah to put it into practice. And therefore, since he's doing it for practice, he has to activate what he's doing. He's going to be clear and he's going to be detailed and review the material many times. Hamachkimet Rabbo, he makes his teacher wise. He's going to make his teacher wise by asking good questions that the teacher is expected to answer. So the back and forth between them will be very helpful. Vehamechaven et shimuato, he repeats exactly what he heard. A student repeats exactly what he heard. He doesn't add or subtract to it, so he'll be able to keep the tradition the right way and he won't mix himself up. Vehaomed David b'shem omro, he repeats what he heard in the name of the person who said it. He quotes the source. He doesn't just say, I heard something. Rather, he quotes the person who he heard it from that helps him understand the bigger context. Hala malta, we learn, shekol ha'omed David b'shem omro mevi ge'ula la'olam. Whoever says something in the name of the person that he heard it from brings ge'ula, brings the redemption to the world. How do we see that? Shene emar v'tomer ester la'melech b'shem Mordechai. Like it says in Megillat Ester, Ester told the king Ahasuerus in the name of Mordechai, and that eventually led to the downfall of Haman, and the whole plan to harm the Jewish people fell by the wayside, by the fact that Mordechai told Esther that there were two guards, Bigtan Vateresh, who wanted to kill Ahasuerus. That information, telling it B'Shem Mordechai, led Mordechai to have a tremendous amount of reward given to him by Ahasuerus, and it slowly but surely led to the downfall of Haman. So we see that if you quote somebody with the source of information, you bring redemption to the world. You set in motion those are the events that will follow.